Then in verse 7 to 9, Job now turned and began to look at his God and at what God has done. I said, verse 7, age should speak, a multitude of years should teach wisdom. But there is a spirit in man, and the breath of the Almighty gives him understanding. Great men are not always wise, nor do eight men always understand justice. Then, in verse 8, he said, for I am full of words, the spirit within me compels me. The Holy Spirit is now directing him to say what he was trying to say. When you go to chapter 33 now, chapter 33, verse 4, he said, the Spirit of God has made me, the breath of the Almighty gives me life. Verse 14. Verse 12, from verse 10, he said, look, in this you are not righteous, I will answer you, for God is greater than man. Why do you contend with him? For he does not give an accounting of any of his words. For God may speak in one way or in another, yet man does not perceive. In a dream, in a vision of night, when deep sleep falls upon men, while slumbering on their beds, that then he opens the ears of men and sees their instruction. And he does this, verse 17, in order to turn man from his deeds and conceive pride from man. He keeps back his soul from the pit and his life from perishing by the sword. May the Almighty God keep your soul from the pit. Amen. And your life from perishing by the sword. In the name of Jesus. We've had today in America some that have died because of gun issue. We need to pray for that nation, that God will begin to shake those that are in government. When God begins to shake them, because it's not their children that is being affected, when God begins to shake those that are in White House, that are in their parliament there, or what do you call it there, when God begins to shake them, there is a limit to which your freedom can go. When you say everybody should be free, including children that do not know how to handle guns. So God needs to begin to shape those that are in authority so that they will come back with their senses. Praise the Lord. Verse 23. If there is a messenger for him, a mediator, one among a thousand, to show man his uprightness, then he is gracious to him and says, deliver him from going down to the pit. I have found a ransom. If there is a messenger for him, a mediator, one among a thousand, to show man his uprightness. That's one of the benefits of the gospel. To show man his uprightness. To show man the right way. To be an ambassador for God. When we go out to evangelize, we are not just going out, but going out saying, to redeem people from hell. And there is a blessing for those that do that. God said, he is gracious. The Bible says, he is gracious to forgive. May God be gracious unto you in Jesus' name. Amen. May God give you the grace to obey the call for preaching the gospel in the name of Jesus. Amen. So if we go to chapter 34, Job, Eliyahu was still speaking the words of wisdom. Verses 10 to 12, he said, therefore listen to me, you men of understanding. Far be it for God to do wickedness, and from the Almighty to commit iniquity. For he repays man according to his works, and makes man to find a reward according to his way. Surely God will never do wickedness, nor will the Almighty pervert justice. Verse 32. Job, Eliyahu went on to talk about God, about what we need to understand. Teach me what I do not see. If I have done iniquity, I will do no more. You know, God wants you to get understanding and to turn around from what is wrong. That's what he's trying to explain to Job. If you go further to chapter 36, 11, he said, if they obey and serve me, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasure. But if they do not obey, they shall perish by the sword, they shall die without knowledge. He's trying to make others to understand about his God. Let's go to chapter 37, verse 5. God thunders marvelously with his voice. He does great things which we cannot comprehend. Verses 23 and 24. As for the Almighty, we cannot find him. He is excellent in power, in judgment, and abundant in justice. He does not oppress. Therefore, men fear him. He shows no partiality to any who are wise of heart. After was praising and educating God, making people to understand God, the Bible now says in chapter 13, verse 1 that the Lord then answered. May the Lord answer you today in the name of Jesus. Amen. The Lord answered Job out of the wine well and said, who is this? Who is this who that gives you counsel by words without knowledge? Now prepare yourself like a man. I will question you, and you shall answer. Where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth? God was asking you, where were you when I laid the foundation of the earth? Tell me if you have understanding. And so on like that. Then he now went on to verse 12, which we are going to pray now. Have you commanded the morning since your days began, and called the dawn to know its place, that it may take hold of the ends of the earth, and that the wicked be shaken out of it? Have you commanded the morning? You remember the case of Deborah. Deborah was able to win that war for Israel because he commanded the heavens. He commanded the things in the spirit before they started to win in the physical. So you want to cry to God and say, Father, please forgive me for my past ignorance, for not using the authority and the power that you have given unto me. In the name of Jesus, let the blood avail for me. In any way I pray to God, instead of looking inwards, please have mercy, God. Let the blood of Jesus atone for my sins. In the name of Jesus, please pour your mercy afresh into my life. In the name of Jesus. Lord, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I begin to command the morning. I begin to command the heavens to begin to walk to my favor. I begin to speak to the ordinance of heaven to begin to cooperate with me, to begin to cooperate with the plan of God for my life. In the name of Jesus, I speak unto you, son. I speak unto the stars. I speak unto the moon. I speak unto the wind. I speak unto the rain. Begin to walk in my favor. In the name of Jesus, I speak to the earth. I speak to the waters. Begin to walk in my favor. In the name of Jesus, begin to be in league with me, in friendship with me. I declare to the heavens and the rest of this week, for the new month I'm entering, I speak unto the heavens, begin to walk in my favor. I speak to the ordinances, I speak to the elements, begin to walk in my favor. In the name of Jesus, I speak to the ministering angels, begin to walk in my favor. Begin to deliver my miracles. Begin to deliver God's blessings. In the name of Jesus. I speak unto the heavens. Begin to walk for my protection. Begin to walk for my joy. Begin to walk for my success. I speak unto the wind, begin to walk in my favor. I speak unto the air, begin to walk in my favor. I speak unto the water, begin to walk in my favor. In the name of Jesus, begin to walk in my favor this morning. I speak unto those that I have to deal with. I speak unto those in my office. I speak unto those in my business. I speak unto those in my career. Begin to walk in my favor. In the name of Jesus, I speak unto the days in this month. I speak unto the days in the next month. Begin to walk in my favor. In the name of Jesus. I speak unto my business. I speak unto my business partners. I begin to walk in my favor. I speak unto my managers. I speak unto my supervisors. I speak to my directors. I speak to my subordinates. I speak to my colleagues. I speak to my friends. Begin to cooperate with the purpose of my life. Begin to walk in my favor. In the name of Jesus, I begin to command situations and circumstances to begin to walk in my favor from this hour. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. In Judges chapter 5, where Deborah was singing unto the Lord and declaring how God gave the children of Israel victory over the kings of Canaan, over the commander of the army of Canaan, Sisera. In the physical, God used a woman to put a nail on the head of the commander of the enemy's army. A woman was called. The commander of the Canaan army asked for water. She gave him more than water. She gave him milk, because she knew that God made making his sleep a sound sleep. So when he fell asleep, he took a nail, put it on his head, and threw the nail onto his head and killed him. God used a woman to kill a commander, a military commander. That's what happened in the physical, but in the spiritual, everyone fought against the armies of the enemy. It was the heaven that fought against Zerah. In verse 20, Deborah was trying to explain how they won the battle. Verse 19 and 20, he said, the kings came and fought. Then the kings of Canaan fought in Cana by the waters of Megiddo. They fought from the heavens. The stars from their courses fought against the Syrian. Heaven will fight against your enemies.
Amen.
I say from today, heaven will begin to fight against your enemies.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Those that said you will not make it, you will not reach your goal, heaven will begin to fight against them.
Amen.
By the authority in the name of Jesus. He said they fought from the heaven, the stars from their courses fought against the Zira. The torrent of Kishon swept them away. God used the stars, he used the waters. He said the torrent of Kishon swept them away. The wind of God, the rain of God, the water of God will sweep away your enemies.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
So you want to pray once again and say, Father,
arise
from the heavens and begin to fight against the enemies of my destiny. And give me total victory. Arise from your holy heavens. Let the heavens begin to fight against my enemies, all those that are disturbing my peace, all those that are disturbing my joy, all those that are conspiring against my well-being, against my safety. You need to know that there are some powers that are conspiring against your safety, against the safety of your children, against the safety of your loved ones. the enemies of my soul, the enemies of my family, the enemies of my wife, the enemies of my children, the enemies of my children. Oh Lord, arise in the heavens. Let the heavens, let the angels of heaven and the people fight against them. And give me to come to me. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Jesus said it in this way. In Matthew chapter 18, verse 18. He said, whatever you allow not shall be allowed in heaven. That's why you use your authority. Whatever you forbid on earth shall be forbidden in heaven. He said, if two of you shall agree on earth talking anything, you shall, it shall be done. You have to use your authority. So you want to pray, Father, in the main part of this month, in the main part of this month, I forbid sorrow in my life. I forbid sorrow in my family. I forbid sorrow. I forbid success. I forbid sickness. I forbid accident. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the remaining part of this month, in the remaining part of this year, Almighty God, I forbid sorrow. I forbid accident. I forbid untimely death in my life. In the love of my members of my family. In the love of members of my church. I forbid sorrow. I forbid death. I forbid accident. I forbid failure. I forbid sickness. In the name of Jesus. I forbid in my life. In the love of my children. I forbid sorrow. I forbid a family death by the authority in the name of Jesus. Then you agree with the devil. Father, I agree with my devil. I declare there shall be no death. I declare there shall be no sorrow. I declare there shall be no sickness. I declare there shall be no failure. I declare there shall be no devotion in the mighty name of Jesus. Go ahead and agree with your name. I declare there shall be no sorrow concerning my neighbor. I declare there shall be no loss. I declare there shall be no untimely death. I agree with my neighbor and I declare there shall be no accident. There shall be no setback. There shall be no failure. There shall be no devotion. There shall be no sickness. There shall be no rampant death. I declare there shall be no sorrow. Concerning this, my devil. There shall be no barrenness. There shall be no barrenness. There shall be no stagnation. I forbid stagnation. I forbid barrenness. I forbid sorrow. I forbid death. By the authority in the name of Jesus. Yes. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. As we are praying and agree, so shall it be. By the authority in the name of Jesus. You may please be seated. So we previously shared on the kingdom gospel. The message we're supposed to share about 3 weeks ago, but one of my daughter kept us away from it. The gospel of the kingdom. Victoria will put it on the screen. The gospel of the kingdom. Hallelujah. We are also sharing it in the Bible study. So we just have 9 years. As we are going on to share the gospel, you want to have understanding of what the gospel of the kingdom is about. The Bible says that Jesus went about preaching the gospel of the kingdom in Matthew chapter 4. He went about preaching the gospel of the kingdom. The gospel of the kingdom is about sharing the good news of the that Jesus has been sent among this person to pay the price for the sins of man. He has redeemed us back to God by his death on the cross and resurrection for our justification. The gospel is about sharing the good news of the kingdom that Jesus has been sent and manifested to pay the price of the sin of man. He has redeemed us back to God by his death on the cross and resurrection for our justification. It is also announcing the good news of redemption and salvation through Jesus Christ's death, and crucifixion, death, burial, and resurrection. In this John 3, the Bible makes us understand that the capacity that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So for our sins to be atoned for, God has to send his Son to die for our sins, to atone for our sins. Now, the good thing is that my sins have been atoned for. Romans 3:23 tells us that all have sinned against God. Anyone that is born of a woman has sinned against God and are conscious of his glory. Chapter 6, verse 23 now tells us that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our God. A gift has been given, the gift of eternal life, which everybody can obtain through Jesus Christ our Lord. The second question we need to answer, of seven questions here, is who initiated the gospel of the kingdom? As we have seen in Matthew chapter 4, Jesus Christ initiated the gospel of the kingdom. He started it. Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, started to preach the gospel of the kingdom. Matthew 9:35 tells us that then Jesus went about all cities and villages teaching in their synagogue and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. When you are preaching the gospel of the kingdom, something is released. The power of God is released. You might not know the extent of what you are saying, but as we are speaking, what happens is that God is releasing power. And that's why Paul said in Romans 1:16 that the preaching of the gospel is foolishness to them that are unbelievers. But to those who have been saved, it is the power of God. It releases the power of God. The gospel releases the power of God. And through that power, people are healed, people are saved, people are delivered. So you do not need to worry. How do you get saved? You preach the gospel. Because as you preach, power will be released so that these people can be saved by the Holy Spirit. Number 3, Jesus initiated now in Mark 16:15-20, he has also dedicated us to go and be doing the same thing, to go and represent him now. Verse 15 says, go into all the world. Verse 20, the disciples obeyed him. They went, and the Bible says, God was walking with them with signs following. Number 3, for what purpose is the gospel? What's the purpose of the gospel of the kingdom? Is to restore man back to his original fellowship with God. Sin has made us to lose our fellowship with God. The first man that God created, Adam, sinned against God. He did what God did not want him to do. When he did something God does not want you to do, that is sin. So he did something that God did not want him to do. He lost his relationship with God. He lost fellowship with God. He was driven out of the Garden of Eden. He was driven out to God's nowhere. He was driven out of the place of joy, of peace, of fulfillment. And that's what happened when one sinned against God. The person is driven out into another place. The relationship of the person is, with God is broken. So the gospel comes so that we can be reconciled back to God, with our hope and wholeness can be restored, healing and health can be restored, freedom and deliverance from oppression can be restored back. 2 Corinthians Acts 10 tells us that Jesus went about healing and doing good works. Doing good works when he was preaching the gospel of the kingdom. And in Acts chapter 8, verse 5-8, we see it, the case of a disciple who went out preaching the gospel, and God was using him also to do the same thing that Jesus was doing when he was on the earth. 2 Corinthians 5:17-20 tells us that when somebody comes to Christ, he becomes a new creature. And also that we are now ambassadors for Christ. We have been committed with the ministry of reconciliation to reconcile men back to God. So your ministry, your main ministry now is the ministry of reconciliation. If I were to ask you, what is your main ministry now? I don't hear you. What is your ministry now? Say with me, my ministry now is the ministry of reconciliation. That's the ministry that's the ministry that God has given unto you. And I pray that we will not fail God in that regard in Jesus' name. I will not fail God in that regard in Jesus' name. And that's why God releasing the grace into your life, so that you not fail. He releases the power of the Holy Spirit into your life to be his witnesses, to proclaim the good news. So Paul was writing to the Corinthians in chapter 6, 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 1. He said, "We then as workers together with God, also plead with you not to receive the grace of God in vain." God is pleading with us that we should not receive the grace of God in vain. Don't let the grace of God by your life be in vain. Use it to bring others to the kingdom. Use it to share the goodness with others. Use it when there is opportunity to do so. Don't let the grace of God upon your life be in vain. Today's open heavens, I put it in the church WhatsApp. One major prayer that Jesus said we should pray. He said, "Father, do not let your grace it over my life go to waste, be wasted." Hallelujah. Can you pray that prayer for yourself? Father, do not let your grace in my life go to waste. Don't let it be in vain. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Number four, why is the gospel? The gospel needs us to be obedient to God. What is our part? What is my part about the gospel? What is my part? Your part is just simple obedience. Simple obedience. Simple obedience to go and share the good news with others. Whether we have mass evangelism like this, when we go out together, you know, we go out two by two today after service, at least for 1 hour to our neighborhood. Also, when you have the opportunity in your working place or in your neighborhood, and that's why we have house fellowship, so that you can have the opportunity to invite your neighbors to share the gospel with them. Hallelujah. Amen. Simple acts of obedience, that is what God demands. The disciples, God told them, Mark 16, we did go. In verse 20, they went. They questioned God, what are we going to do it? They just obeyed God. And the Bible said God was working with them with signs for them. Then you need to know, in Romans chapter 10, verse 1, the Bible tells us that, let's look at Romans chapter 10. He said that Paul was praying for the Romans, said, "My brethren, my heart desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they may be saved." My heart desire and prayer for Israel is that they may be saved. You must have God in your heart. That people around you must be saved. You must have God in your heart that members of your family must be saved. You must have God in your heart that neighbors around you must be saved. As someone that Jesus Christ has sacrificed for and saved their soul, you must pray until you have that body, like all the apostles. He said, "My heart desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they may be saved." Hallelujah. May the Lord put a fresh body for so souls in your heart again in the name of Jesus. So my part is by seeking to learn and practice. Seeking to learn. Don't say I can't do it. Take a step. Each a step to share the gospel. It's a step of faith and do it. The dependence on the Holy Spirit and learning from the Word of God. The Holy Spirit can help you. It's by your side, it's your standby. It's your senior partner in this project. Jesus Christ said, I will not leave you comfortless or helpless. I will send the Comforter. He has sent the Holy Spirit to us to help us in this world. He knows we can't do it on our own. So if you don't depend upon the Holy Spirit, you might feel inadequate to go and share the gospel. But when you depend upon the Holy Spirit, you'll be bold in your goal to share with others. The other area that can help you is learning from the Word of God. It is what you have that you give. If you don't learn from the Word of God, how can what will you be able to share with others? So you need to dwell upon the Word of God, upon the Scripture daily. You need to build your confidence in God, in the Word of God, by making sure you join with Bible study online on Wednesdays, Sunday school in the morning, on Sundays like this, so that you can learn, or in the house fellowship. Number five, how will I carry out this gospel? There are four simple steps that can help you, that you can remember when you want to share with someone. The first one is about love. The gospel, the good news about love, that God loves us, is about love. For God so loved the world that God gave what he gave. The gospel is about love. God loves every person that he has created. He doesn't want them to die, but to come to repentance. The gospel is about the fact that something has gone wrong. The second thing that is a cross sign. Cross means something is wrong. Number two, can we show number two? Something is wrong, the cross sign. So the first one, God loves us. He doesn't want us to die. And then something has gone wrong. Everybody needs to understand that something has gone wrong. And that's why we became separated from God. By something the Bible calls sin. And then we became messed up. We can approach God again. Number three, you need to take note when you are sharing the gospel, is the cross symbol, cross, that someone has now come to put right what was wrong. He has come to pay the price for your sins. He died on the cross for the sins of man. He was crucified. Hallelujah. He was crucified, and now we have been justified by faith through the belief in Christ. All those references show that he was crucified, he has died of a truth that he died on the cross. And then the last point is, you need to now ask people, what do I do? The question mark. The question mark. So the first one is the love symbol. The second one is the cross. The cross sign that something has gone wrong. The third one is the red cross, that someone has come to put right what is wrong. And the last one is that people need to decide. You need to bring them to the point whereby they decide, what do I do now? You need to believe that Jesus has come to pay the price for your sins, and you need to embrace, accept Christ by faith as your Lord and Savior. Through that, you will be saved. Whosoever you be, Romans 10, but that is it, whosoever you be, whether you're a Gentile, whether you're a British, whether you're a Caribbean, whether you're African or Indian, you can be saved. If you confess, 8 to 10 makes you to understand. If you have faith, you confess with your mouth, you believe in your heart, you can be saved. So if you take note of those four simple steps, you're able to share the gospel with others. Hallelujah. And number 6 point, what is my reward? When you share the gospel, what is my reward? The first thing that will be evident in your life, that the power of God will be released in your life when you preach the gospel. Like Romans 1:15 to 16. And 15 to 20, 29 chapters of Luke 29 chapters of Paul said, when I come with the blessings of the gospel. There are blessings that accrue to those that preach the gospel. You will begin to live a life of daily miracles. You'll be full of joy and of the Holy Spirit. Acts 13, 52, the disciples were full of joy and of the Holy Spirit because they were sharing the good news with others. Hallelujah. And lastly, crowns and mansions are waiting for the overcomers and those that are faithful in preaching the gospel in heaven. Crowns are waiting for you in heaven. There's a special crown of righteousness for those that win souls. A crown of righteousness is waiting for those that win souls. May you be able to receive that crown in the name of Jesus. Paul said in 2 Timothy 4, 7 to 8, he said, a crown of righteousness is waiting for you. I pray that you can tell what to receive that crown.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Lastly, the seventh point is that, what is the challenge? The challenge is, if you don't share the gospel with others, one day you will need to give account. You will need to give account before God. Romans 14, 12 says, one day all of us will give account of what we have done. So I want us to bow down our eyes and pray. Urgent action is required. Talk to God. That, Lord, at the end of the day, don't let me be put to shame. When the time of accountability comes, Lord, let me not be found wanting. In the name of Jesus. From this day onwards, create a burden in my heart to share the gospel of kingdom with others. Create a burden in my heart to share the gospel of kingdom. When it is convenient and when it is not convenient. In the name of Jesus. Give me the grace to win souls. Give me the grace, oh Lord, not to be complacent about it. Help me, my God. Help me, my Lord. Help me, my Savior. As you have saved my soul, give me a body to reach out to others. As you have sacrificed for humanity, help me be willing and ready to sacrifice so that others can be saved. Put that body in my heart for today to share the goodies with my friends, to share the goodies with my neighbors, to share the goodies with those that I'm in contact with. Give me the wisdom. The sharpening is to reach out, to bring others to your kingdom. Help me, O Lord my God, that your name and glory. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we pray.
Amen.
Father, we thank you for your word that you have sent to us. We pray that we not miss the reward.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. We pray that we begin to express power, miracles, testimony in our lives.
Amen.
Even as we go out of pain. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
When the time shall come to ask us, how have you used the grace that I've placed upon you, your life? How have you used the Holy Spirit that I've placed in your life? How have you used the power that I've placed within you, the gifts that I've placed within you? We pray, Father, that we will not be found wanting in Jesus.
Amen.
Help us, Almighty God.
Amen.
Let us pray. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.